Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 10 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet show worldwide. This show is the show to listen to if you're thinking about or if you're currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. And that's because the guest on our show will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business professions. Now, the guests include on our show, we have Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, writers and novelists. You would think they're the same. People say, why do you call a writer and a novelist? Well, it's actually different. And when we have writers and novelists on, I'll have them explain it to you. We have script supervisors, stunt people, and around November, December, we usually have an entertainment attorney come on for all of your show business questions, needs. You hear that? Questions, needs. You can tell the wild turkey's kicking in right now. The entertainment lawyers come in and they provide you with information on all of your entertainment industry needs, questions, wants, desires. If you missed any of our shows, please go to our latalkradio.com archive page. And on that page, you can search for our show title, which is Question Reality. Or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And please make sure that you get your free mobile app. We have a beautifully designed mobile app, a newly designed mobile app, and it is on the home page of the latalkradio.com website. It's on the right-hand side towards the bottom of the page. Just scroll a little bit. There's a little scrolling involved. You got to take a little tour down the yellow brick road right on down. People say, I can't find it. Where is it? I can't find it. Because people have 10-second attention spans. We as a society have 10-second attention spans. And it takes about 12 seconds to get to the bottom of the latalkradio.com website. So give it 2 more seconds. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on our show to promote and showcase themselves, their products, or genuinely help listeners with Sage Career Advice, we are currently booking for July through December. So please go to our official website, which is totally different from the LA Talk Radio website. Our official website for this show is called QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. And you click on the contact link. Did I say linked? I said linked with T-E-D on it. On the contact link to submit for interview consideration. We're going to consider you. Yeah, you'll come on the show. Don't worry about it. Just submit. Actually, there is a process. Okay, let's see. We are so excited today, or at least I'm excited, but I would have been more excited had our guest been able to fly out to LA. He was not able to make it out here, and he is currently in Georgia, a place that I've never been to, but I am dying to go to, probably because that's where they shoot the originals. Actually, that's all done. It's the final season. My gosh, it's already over. One of my favorite shows in the whole world, the originals, is shot there. But actually, so many shows are being shot in Georgia right now. Huge production hub. So if you don't want to move to LA or New York, hit Georgia. Anyway, the guest that we were so excited to meet, but he promised he's going to come out here next year. His name is Devin Nash. Now, isn't that a great name? Debonair Devin is what I like to call him, at least to my husband. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till Debonair Devin comes on. Debonair Devin Nash. He is a urban pop artist, and I want you to go to his website right now and check it out. Ladies, he is hot. He's happening. He is a little sex bomb. A little sex toy is what I like to call him. His website is devinnashmusic.com. devinnashmusic.com. That's devinnashmusic.com. And he's also on Instagram at devinnashmusic as well. So go there, and once you get a look at him, woo! You're going to be OD on it. Now, I say OD on it because let me just tell you how I ran into Mr. Devin Nash. As all of you know from me doing this show and talking about it for 10 years, I am obsessed with reality television. You know I love just about everything on TV except Duck Dynasty. And what's that other one? The Little People, the Little Women of every city in America, it seems like they have a show about. I can't dig it. I'm not digging it. It's just not happening. I can't get into those shows. But I am a huge fan of 90 Day Fiancé and also Teen Mom. Why? I don't know. But it's just some hot drama. There's hair being pulled, weaves coming out, black eyes. Oh, everything we love about television, right? Drama, action. Well, I was watching a show called Teen Mom UK, not Teen Mom OG or Teen Mom 2, Teen Mom UK. Got to make that distinction in the Teen Mom. I guess it's, gosh, I don't even know. It's like an empire now. But I was watching Teen Mom UK to check out, obviously, a new Teen Mom show. What else? And I am watching this show, and you know how they always play like little snippets of music as they're showing the scenes when somebody's crying because they had the baby and then they got in a fight and then their boyfriend walked out and left them and he's down the street with some hoe and she finds out about it on Facebook and she's crying and they're playing a song. Well, one of these incidents happened and there was a song that came on and I was like, oh my God, I love this song. I love this song. Oh, I have to have this song. So obviously they only played a little snippet of it, right? A little snippet, but I was able to Shazam it. And it could not find the musical artist. I'm like, what? What? I was going absolutely crazy. So then I did the sound hound. Couldn't find it. Could not find this song. I was losing my mind. So I had to have my assistant do some research, and she tracked down the guy who was the singer of this song, who was Mr. Devin Nash. And I sent an email to him and explained the situation. I said, I have to have your song. It's not on iTunes. Cannot find this song. What is the name of the song and where can I get it? Well, he actually, I think he called me or actually sent an email. We communicated and he told me the name of the song. I ended up being able to get it on iTunes eventually, and it is called OD. Oh, you will be entranced and hypnotized by this song. This guy rocked it out on this song, OD, I'm telling you. Now, if you want to check it out, go to iTunes right now. It's OD, literally O as in Oliver and D as in Diamond or Devin. OD, you got to go to iTunes right now and check this song out. It is hot. And you will want it. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. And I am so, you know, I tell it like it is. I am so real and upfront. I think that this song pretty much covers age zero to, I think somebody up to like 55 would probably like this song. So anyway, check it out. It's OD. Devin is here with us today. A little bit about Devin. He's pretty much, you know, he's the whole package, in my opinion. He is an urban pop artist. He, as I said, he's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. He describes himself as an emotionally charged person and relatable. And Devin is determined to help revitalize the pop world with his exciting music and his recently debuted first single entitled Crystals with a K, K-R-I-S-T-O-L-S, is going to do that for you if OD doesn't do it for you first. So check out OD first, but then we'll move on to Crystals. I haven't heard that yet, so I can't like seriously plug this song. I can seriously tell you OD is on my playlist. And it is right after the weekend. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. So anyway, that tells you how much I love this song. The song Crystals, it's been described as very deep. So if you like deep music, Crystals is for you. The concept was actually inspired, Devin says, by break, the word break, in heartbreak. And his emotional tone combined with powerful lyrics are going to just compel you to listen with an open heart. So, you know, check that out. I would imagine that's on iTunes too. We're going to ask Devin in a couple seconds. Devin has been an opening act for music giants like Mario. And I hope I'm saying this right, not being the hip hop person that I should be, Waka Flocka Flame or Wake a Flake of Flame. I'm not sure. We'll have Devin tell me how to pronounce it. Devin's music has also been featured on the TV show In Our Lifetime, which I believe it was some sort of a teen soap opera. I'm off the top of my head, but not sure. We'll confirm with him. And always, as I told you, MTV's Teen Mom UK, which he didn't even know it was on. I didn't even know they were stealing his music. They had stole the damn man's music, playing it on MTV's UK, thinking they were going to get away with it. Well, not on my watch. If I like a song, I'm going to track it down. Now, thank goodness, and we're going to talk to Devin about this, because this is a very common thing that's happening in show business. So if you are a musical artist, you really have to be registered with BMI or ASCAP, because you don't want this happening to you as it happened to Devin and so many other people. You're watching a show, all of a sudden it's like your song's playing. You're like, well, great, I appreciate that, very honored, show me the money. I need to get up on a Whopper sandwich. I need three tacos for a dollar. Where's my residuals? So thank goodness I was able to tell that poor man that he had a song playing on the air. Devin is currently working in the studio on new material for his next EP called Flashback Friday. Oh, I think I'm going to love this, because you know Friday nights is my night of action. So, and Lord knows I have flashbacks left over from the 70s. So, just kidding. I was a baby in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Not giving away any age group here, because I look like I'm 29. I've been looking like I'm 29 for a while now, and I continue to just be frozen in time. So without further ado, let's talk to that hot, sexy man of action. action, Debonair Devin Nash. How the hell are you? What's going on in Georgia?
Hey, what's going on? How are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Atlanta's hot right now. It's hot.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about hot? Now, I know, I think Georgia has, like, some serious-ass humid heat, whereas in California today, I had a sitcom. I had an intensive sitcom weekend workshop. Oh, my God. It was, like, 99 degrees, but it's a dry heat, which I can deal with. I'd rather feel the dry heat than that hot heat. Oh, my God. Yeah. I could not deal with that. And I'm from the East Coast. You know, I told you, I'm from Connecticut, and then I ended up going to school in Maryland. So, my stomping ground used to be D.C., where, I don't know, you weren't born there. Were you living there? Were you born in D.C.? I remember you saying something about that.
No, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, in Baltimore, Maryland.
I lived there for 18 years.
What Baltimore? Yeah. What part of Baltimore?
Pikesville, Owings Mills, Towson area.
Owings Mills Mall. I was there every weekend. I was in college at the Owings Mills Mall. I had all the malls, but Owings Mills was huge.
Yeah, it was. Thank you. Say it again.
It was Jersey huge. It wasn't huge. Yeah. It was huge.
It was. It really was. And now it's not a distance down now.
Do people not think the Owings Mall is huge or something?
No, because it's gone now.
Oh, it's gone.
They threw it down.
Serious? Yeah. As of when?
Yeah, probably about 5 years ago, I think. I think they tore it down 2 years ago, but it really started to go downhill about in the late 2000s. It really just, there weren't many stores there, and it was bad. But, when I was younger, it was huge.
That is a shame. I don't think I've ever actually heard of a mall that large closing. I really don't. Now, I don't know if you ventured up to Pennsylvania, but I remember back in my stomping ground days, we used to go to the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania. Okay. Have you been there? That's a world up there. That's a whole ass world. But you live close to DC. I think they just have some really good malls in D.C. now,
I mean, like, D.C. has built themselves up. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, so I can't name anything too much, but I know it's built up a lot around there, so it's a really cool place to be.
So how long have you been back in Georgia, or you were born in Baltimore, so what got you from Maryland to Georgia? Was it just...
I moved to Georgia in 2012. To specifically pursue songwriting. And I started songwriting for people down here, people that have been on, like, The Voice and local artists and, some people who are, were signed. And, like, that was my point. I mean, that was my purpose. And I didn't really start doing any singing. And, I mean, I didn't do my first EP until 2016. And that was just because I went through a personal, as you can see, that, from the bio you read, I had a heartbreak, and I just get inspired me to write songs, and I felt like, well, only for me. And so I just said, I'm going to put these out. So
let's go back to that exciting moment when I first heard my beloved song, O.D. Is O.D. that the heartbreak you're talking about? Is that what inspired you to write that, write the O.D. song? Because I want to start back with the O.D. song. You know how I feel about that O.D. song. First of all, I saw the music video. I was like, oh, hell no. What is going on there? So I was trying to associate. And I don't know if it's, I don't understand if it's because I'm in a different age group than you are, but whenever there's a title of a song, I'm assuming that the content is going to be related to the title of the song. So I'm watching the music video, and I'm not understanding in the video what the OD meant. So remember I asked you, I said, what does the OD mean? Because I couldn't glean it from the music video. So what does OD stand for?
It really means to use somebody. You know, you use them and pretty much until you use them up. It could be a drug, but to use somebody. It's funny. I got that. I was out in Miami, and there was this kid I was hanging with, and we were talking about this girl that he was with, and he was saying, she's always on him all the time, and he feels like she's trying to OD me. That's what he said. I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, he was like, he's kind of using me all the time to get what she needs. I just thought that was such an interesting thing. And at that time, I was still kind of going through my own thing, and I could, relate to what you were saying, because that was how I felt about that heartbreak that I had been through. And I just, the words, my God, she's held with his heaven in her eyes, that whole thing kind of came to my mind. And just started writing it, and first verse and chorus, and that was it.
Oh, so, so interested in how titles come to be. Usually they're very self-explanatory within the context of the song. However, sometimes they're not, as this one was for me, and I thought, I have to know what that means. But OD could mean like what that guy said, like she's trying to OD me, like she's trying to, for me, it sounds like she's trying to overdose him with too much of herself.
Right.
So that, is that like, am I with it? Am I digging it? All right.
Definitely.
See, I'm still hip in my own way. Now, let's talk about in your bio, you had said that you recently debuted your first single entitled Crystals. Now, I thought OD was the first single. Am I wrong about that? Or
No. Crystals was the first single, and then I put out OD almost probably about 6-7 months later. But they were the main two singles I put out. I mean, there were a couple songs I put out too that were kind of just on Facebook and stuff like that. But actually, like videos, I put those two out.
I haven't seen Crystals. Now, can we get Crystals on iTunes too? KRISTOLS Crystals.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us. So if Crystals was the first song, was that the one about the big heartbreak?
The album is called
Her. The whole album's about heartbreak. There's nothing but heartbreak and despair going on in this album.
Exactly.
You're such an upbeat, positive guy. I find it hard to believe that you have ever suffered any heartbreak. And I can't imagine anyone breaking your heart because you are sweet as Georgia peach pie. I don't know what is going on, Devin Nash.
Things happen, don't work out. But,
question is, who the hell are these hoes you're going out with? Oh, I better shut up. Women you're choosing the wrong type of women, because that's what it is. You got bad taste in women.
I got bad taste in women.
You have a lack of judgment. If you're choosing women that are breaking your heart, you got bad taste in women. You got to work on it.
What? Like, I've only had my heart really broken like that, like twice. That's it. It's never been too much, but that one was a big one for me, and it just is,
You ever heard that term, once is enough?
I agree. That's true. Right. Once was enough.
You don't know. I mean, you go out with someone, you think they're one thing. Next thing you know, they got like a whole Dr. Heckle, Mr. Jot. Was it Miss Dr. Jot? Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing going on, right? You don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Was the first song, and it was described as very deep. Was that for any certain reason?
It talks about if you see the video, it talks about how to explain it.
Heartbreak and despair.
Well,
those two words.
but you know what? At that time, I felt so empty. I'm just being honest. I felt so empty. I felt like I would do anything to fill the void that I felt at that time. And so it talks about that, talks about things that I would do, drugs, women, whatever, you know, that I felt like doing. Didn't do any drugs or anything. There were a couple of women.
Let's talk about sex addicts.
No,
next TV, we're going to have a damn song with you confessing to be a sex addict. It's going to be called Sex Stop. That's what it's going to be called.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Deb.
Yeah. But no, I mean, that's what it was. I mean, that's, you know, kind of what happened. And, you know, but I've moved on from that. And, you know.
Was the whole thing over a woman? It was a relationship, right?
Right.
You got over it, and I'm hoping that where did this title come from? This is a Kristols, Kristols. Please don't tell me you named this song after this woman. You did, son of a.
It's
bitch.
A different spelling, okay? And it was not by.
Don't get it. It's not with a C. It completely throws us off, Devin.
It completely throws us off. I know, right? No, it doesn't. I know it doesn't. But I mean, you know what? It wasn't even my idea. It was somebody else's idea. And I just felt like the song was so deep, in my opinion, at least. It was, at the end of the song, it goes, you know, you don't love me anymore. That's how the chorus ends. And I just felt like it was too deep to have a song called Love Me Anymore or Anymore. I felt like it had to be something else. So that's what I called it. I called it Kristols. Okay. I don't know.
Well, I like it because I like the title. It's unique. I like it because it's right. Spelled. It's a unique spelling. I like that we're curious about what it means. And if you write a title to a song, even if someone hasn't heard the song, like I haven't heard the song, but because I see the name, I'm going to listen to it because I want to know what song goes with that name. So that is a way to approach writing a song for all of you aspiring songwriters out there. If you can't come up with the title, choose one that's totally unrelated to the song or change the C to a K like Devin did.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So we're about to play. I know that you have so many songs that are out there. We're going to play in a couple minutes my favorite, which is the OD, and you've already explained what that is. But I want to talk briefly about how your journey. I want to talk about your journey because you. I mean, this is pretty big for you to be an opening act for Music Giants Mario. And is it Walk a Flock of Flame?
Yes.
It is.
You got it the first time. Yes.
That's a title for a band. Now that's a good ass title or a person. I don't know if that's a individual.
Yeah. He's a rapper. Yeah.
Oh, a rapper. Okay. So, and I've heard of Mario. I definitely heard of him. How did these two opportunities come about, opening for Mario and Waka Flocka Flame?
Management at the time, they just got me the show. We had to, I submitted some songs and, you know, the people who were putting on the show liked them and they brought me and I think it was like a 10-15 minute set we did. So yeah, it was good. It was a good look. It's a great look. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Did you continue a relationship with them or work with them in the future? How? Because that's like a great opportunity to work with people of that caliber in the music industry. And very important that if you get that opportunity that you know, kind of network and market as much as you can without appearing desperate or thirsty, as the kids say.
Thirsty,
don't want to appear
exactly.
Like you're thirsty. That just means desperate. For those of you who are older than I am, the kids say, don't be all thirsty. That means
don't be desperate.
Yeah. So did you take an opportunity or was there an opportunity available for you to meet with Mario and Waka Flocka Flame and build a relationship of some sort?
I mean, we took pictures. There was no time to really meet each other like that because it was like very quick, like take some pictures and then, you know, I think,
gone.
He, you know, yeah, gone. And he had to go on stage and everything
right.
like that.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, this is a thing. I've met them since then, and I've talked,
then.
So it's like, you know, when you're consistently in the same circles, you'll continue. You know, just because it's not the first time you meet them, it doesn't necessarily, you know, turn into something. It doesn't mean it won't turn into something later.
That's right.
And
That's a very good point, Devin. It is that just because if you're an opening act for these, you know, music giants and you don't get a chance to meet them, then that doesn't mean that you will not meet them around the road because you are running in the same circles. And guess what? It is time because I'm excited. We're already 2 minutes past our and we want to get because we're going to be playing two songs for you today by Devin. We are going to play OD, which I absolutely put my foot down and insisted that we play. And then we're going to be playing, we're going to end the show with his latest song, which is called what, Devin?
Don't Stop.
Don't
and
Stop.
That's going to be one of the songs.
I'm going off on a Mike Jackson magic. So we're going to first listen to OD, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Devin's new song called Don't Stop, what the motivation was for writing it. I'll give you a clue. It's probably heartbreak and despair, but let's hold out. Maybe it wasn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Devin? It might be a pop tune. We actually are like ready to put on our dancing shoes. You never know. All right, so we'll find out. So right now we are going to listen to my favorite, one of my favorite songs. I mean, literally, no joke. I am so not kidding. Literally, this is one of my favorite songs in the whole world. It really is right now in modern contemporary music. OD by Devin Nash. Yeah, let me tell you, when this song plays, everybody's going to know this song is it. They're going to go pay their $1.29. You are going to be able to get like, buy a jacket or a pair of shoes for sure.
Okay.
You never, I don't know. Hopefully you'll be able to buy a house, but you don't know how many people are like, cash is thin right now, you know, for everybody. So anyway, this is OD by Devin Nash. And when we come back, we'll talk to Devin about his next, his latest song. So without further ado, Devin Nash, OD. Take it away, Ronan.
My God, she's hell, but there's heaven in her eyes, and it's so marvelous, and so damn hard to miss. It ain't right, the way that she came into my life, it makes her hard to trust, and so damn dangerous. Because I'm thinking about her future, and that ain't what she's used to. She don't wanna confuse us. I said, she don't wanna confuse us. She just wanna OD on me, OD on me. She hit me deep, and then she wanna leave. Yeah, she wanna OD on me, OD on me. That girl, she hit me deep, and then she wanna leave. Wants to know what she wants, cause it ain't about the love. I don't think I ever knew what it was. It was so right, then came the hard fights, and it was over. But it ain't over. Oh, because she's thinking about her future, and that ain't what she's used to. She don't wanna confuse us. up, she just wanna OD on me. OD on me. She hit me deep, and then she wanna leave. Yeah, she wanna OD on me.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you.
God damn, weren't you so excited? See, I love that song. I was like swaying. I was doing like the blue swoon sway over here. Oh my God. Every time I hear that song, it really excites me. It really gets me pumped up. I feel like hitting the club hard, Devin. Doing some slow jamming. Now, I have a question. Is it just me, or did you hear that MP3? Because that's the one that you sent me. When I bought the one off of iTunes, it doesn't sound like that. Was it just me, or was there it was at a certain level, and then all of a sudden it got really low and muffled? And then it came back up, and then it got low and muffled. Was that the intention in this song, or was it something on my end in my earphones? Or did you hear it too?
Well, like when? You know, what part? Because it might have done that on a certain part.
Maybe towards the end. Like, it was on purpose. So there wasn't like some, you know, going up and down towards the mid. No, it was towards the middle and the end. I'm getting word towards the middle and the end. Was the MP3 you sent like a working copy or something? Because it's not like that on the iTunes. You might have to check that out, and I might have to replace. I might have to replace the one we just played and swap it in. Do some editing and swap it in with the iTunes, because there was definitely like some high and low and high and low. I think that might have been the working copy you sent by accident. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because if you go, believe me, people, if you go to iTunes and you buy the OD song, it doesn't have like that like muffled at the end and the up and down. Obviously, that must have been a working copy. It is completely consistent, the same volume. It's not the same. So buy it on iTunes. It's definitely perfect. Okay, so let's go back to love this song. Hopefully, go to iTunes now, everybody. Buy it. OD, Devin Nash. Now, really quickly, I wanted to know about this soap opera. You were on, I understand you were on an episode of In Our Lifetime, which is now on Amazon Prime, and that was an independent teen soap opera, and you apparently wrote a song called Summer Lit for that television show, and then you did a music video that coincided with the show's release, and that video is right now on YouTube, right? So if we go to YouTube and we just type in Summer Lit, it'll
and
come
Devin
up.
Nash and come up, yep.
Okay. Do you have your own channel on YouTube with your stuff on it, or is it?
Yes. I do, but this right here isn't on my channel because it's not. This was written specifically for their TV show, and so it's on their channel.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So you would just type Summer Lit, SummerLit, Summer Lit, okay, and Devin Nash, and check it out. So tell us, that sounded like it was something that was a really exciting opportunity. How'd you get it? What happened with it?
So pretty much there was a director that had heard my music through other sources. I had written some songs for them people, and then also she heard some of my other songs, my earlier work, and she called me. She said, look, I have a TV show that I'm doing for a teen solar opera, and I need a theme song or, you know, a song for the show. So we went to the theater. They actually, like, you know, debuted at this theater, like the first episode. Went, we hung out and everything. I watched the first episode, and I was like, wow, okay. And for some reason, this, like I said, sometimes it just kind of hits you. And the word Summer Lit just kept, you know, ringing to me. Because, you know, the people, like, you know, kids and, you know, we like to say, you know, things are lit. That's the end thing. Especially, you know, last summer.
But all the kids were probably lit, period.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, probably so. But yeah, so, you know, we did that. And, you know, it was going on summer, and I just put the two together, and it sounded cool to me. And it's just a really cool party song. You know, it's a fun song. Definitely a departure from all the heartbreak. You know, but I had a great time doing it.
So, Devin Nash, now, because I'm going to ask you to pick it up. You better stop writing about heartbreak and despair.
Right.
Because you got a little mixture. Give us a little dancing. Maybe a little
exactly.
songs, right?
Well, it's on there.
Okay,
that song is definitely it's a great record. I love it. Feel good record. I mean, like I said, you just have to hear it, but I mean, I had a great time doing the show.
If we go to iTunes, Devin, if we go to iTunes and we type in Summer Lit, can we also purchase that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because
it's your song, you own the rights to it. It doesn't matter, you know. You own the rights. Okay.
Right.
So we got another song that we can go to iTunes for, Devin Nash. So Summer Lit. Hot damn, Summer Lit. I don't know that one either. I'm going to check that one out. But I want to see the music video. I'm going to see the music video on YouTube for sure. Now, before we start playing your latest song, let's talk about, what is this Flashback Friday? Now, I'm already digging that title. That has been Priscilla approved. Like 10 poppy seeds. I love that title. Flashback Friday. That sounds like that would be a great title for a movie too. What is that song about?
So the song is actually called Don't Stop, but I started a project. So when and the project is called Flashback Friday. We're going to have a couple of different EPs that are going to have this theme, but I was watching Stranger Things. Have you ever seen Stranger Things before?
No, who's in that? Is that with Spike Lee?
No, Stranger Things is a show on. Stranger Things is a show on Netflix. It's about like a supernatural thing, but it has a very like old like 80s vibe to it.
Yeah, I heard about it. I haven't checked that out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was watching. I love great soundtracks, and I was so inspired by the music. And I called my producer up that has worked with me on the her album, and you know we were talking about you know all the music that's been out here that you know doesn't really get showcased anymore, like Hall & Oates, you know Phil Collins.
Oh Billy Joel, those are my jams. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and so, you know, we, you know, and this other thing, you know, Michael, Prince, all those different people, and we was like, you know what, man? We should do an album that is like 80s, 70s, maybe a little bit, you know, late 2000s, well, early 2000s, maybe inspired, like, you know, Neptune's inspired a little bit. But, yeah, but anyway, so that's what this is. It's called Flashback Friday. It's inspired by music that, from, you know, further, you know, back in the day. But it has a modern twist to it.
Ooh, I love that. Now, you know I'm all about the 80s. I haven't liked any music after 1989, so I am all up on it. Yes, except OD. Except OD. Let me just interject.
Yeah, OD, I got you. I got you.
Seriously, there are a couple songs like, you know, that have surfaced in the 90s and 2000s and 10s. And God knows, I don't even know what we're in now. But, yeah, you know, once in a while, there are songs like I'm totally, like, my obsession is Harry Styles from One Direction. So, yeah, you know, I love, you know, that music. So, but I love the whole idea of Flashback Friday. So, you know, so the new EP, it's done? And are you releasing it or...? What's happening?
So this song that I just sent you now is a part of the whole Flashback Friday series. It's not, but the EP itself, the first actual official single, is called Pretty Woman, and that's going to be released in July, late July, August, and then the EP is going to be released in September.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Woo, we got something to look forward to. Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah, we've been working hard on this.
Wow.
So it's me. So the project is called Flashback Friday by Devin Nash and the Nightlight.
Oh.
And that's who's going to be. That's what's going to be. So it's kind of like I said. It's kind of like a Hall & Oates thing.
Oh, you had me at Hall & Oates. Woo. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Okay. So this song we're going to hear now, we're going to close the show out with this song. It's called Don't Stop, and it's one of the songs off of your new EP called Flashback Friday. And so the guys today on our listeners are getting, this is like a pre-release.
Woo! Exactly. Just for you, because I just feel like you've been so helpful with me. You've been, I mean, like I said, if it wasn't for you, like you said before, I wouldn't even know about the song being on TV, so you know.
Got your back. Don't worry about it. Just you know, when you start getting those residuals rolling, I told you you need to hook me up with Harry Styles. Now that's
okay,
all I'm asking.
I'll be sure. Listen, I got you.
Oh my God! Well, you know what? We are already out of time. I told you this show goes fast and furious. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, people are like, "Oh no, 50 minutes! What am I going to talk about?" Well, our time is already up, and you know what that means? We are going to play the song to close out the show. But what I'm going to ask you now is, would you do the honor and come back on my show once your EP, is this right? Your EP drops? Is that what is that the right verbiage?
I promise you. I know I didn't make out this time, but I promise you, I will. We're going to go on a promotional run, and L.A. will be one of the places I stop, because I know I'm going to be performing there, and I'll definitely come on your show. I will be honored to come on your show. That'd be awesome.
Better OD on it. Oh, no, I'm going to use that for, like, everything now. Oh, my gosh. Well, Devin, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody, check out his website, DevinNashMusic.com. Instagram, follow him at Devin Nash Music. Go to Apple and buy OD and Crystal. And just type in Devin Nash and buy everything. Please, please help this man out. We got to get him to L.A. So he's got to save up some money. All right, sweetie. Well, let me know when the new album comes out, and we're going to bring you out here and have you do your thing. Do your thing, honey. Thank you for coming to the show. Say goodbye to your fans, Mr. Devin Nash.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. Well, we will see Devin next time, and we're going to close the show out with Don't Stop by Devin Nash. We'll see you next
all
week
right,
on
Course
Reality. Okay, bye. Hit it, Ronan.
Hey. Get your feeling now. Get your-
on the floor. You're sexy, better act like you know. Up, down, shake it, baby, let's go. I love the way you move when you move. Get up now.
To Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.